الوصية للوالدين والأقربين بالمعروف حقا على المتقين، فمن بدله بعدما سمعه فإنما إثمه على الذين يبدلونه، إن الله سميع عليم. فمن خاف من موس جنفا أو إثما فأصلح بينهم فلا إثم عليه، إن الله غفور رحيم. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, before we proceed with the meanings and the translation and the meaning and the tafsir, the commentary of the current verse that we just recited, just one quick thing. Yesterday, I just want to clarify something. We spoke about the ayat of qisas, retaliation, even retaliation. Remember, that is only permissible in an Islamic hukuma, in an Islamic government, under the decision of a qadi, together with all the other shurut, conditions and principles that are found in the Islamic books. They all have to be considered. So it's not something as simple as just taking the life of somebody or just wounding somebody. We have to look at it in terms of sharia, with all the qawaid, with all the rulings. They all have to be considered in an Islamic hukuma government. In the current verse, the ayat that I have recited are known as the ayat of wasiya. The ayat of wasiya. Remember, wasiya by itself is something that is matroob, it's something that is desired. Wasiya by itself is something that is matroob, it is desired in sharia. The rulings that come under this verse, they are all abrogated, they are all mansukh, as we say in Arabic. In sharia we call it mansukh. The rulings that come under this verse are all abrogated, except for the essence of wasiya itself. Because wasiya by itself is something matroob, it's something desired in sharia. Now, let us explain, what is wasiya? Wasiya literally means to command somebody to do something. Wasiya means to command somebody to do something. And in sharia, wasiya refers to making a will or bequest. To make a will or bequest. Now, what do we mean by the rulings that come under this verse? They are mansukh, they are abrogated. Remember, in the early days of Islam, the shares of the family, or your relatives, your family members, your close relatives, they were not specified, they were not fixed, they were not regulated by sharia. So the shares were not specified by sharia. Number two, if a dying person is about to pass away, then it is wajib upon him, if he has left some wealth, it is wajib upon him that from within one third of his wealth, he bequeaths, he makes a will, he makes wasiya for his relatives, for his parents, and for his close relatives. This was something that was wajib upon a dying person in the early days of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses it in the current verse. So coming back to the first thing, two things we learn from here. Number one, in the early days of Islam, the shares of your close relatives, they were not fixed by sharia. This became abrogated later on in Islam. As we see in the fourth para, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals the ayat of mirath. And that is the ayat that discuss or that specify and fix the shares of your family members for your inheritance, for your wealth, that once you pass away, these monies will go to certain people. They are then fixed by sharia. So this is mansukh by Quran and it's mansukh by hadith as well. Number two, we look, a person who is about to pass away, it is now wajib upon him. So it's wajib upon him to make wasiya for these relatives who already have a fixed share by sharia. This also now is mansukh, it's abrogated by sharia because of Quran and hadith. We see in a mutawatir, in a strong hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, "Inna Allah a'ata kulladhi haqqin haqqa." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave each and every rightful person his right. فَلَا وَصِيَّةَ لِوَارِثٍ. So today there is no wasiya, you cannot make wasiya, you cannot make a will or bequeath for an inheritor. And in fact, in the hadith from Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, there is the additional words, فَلَا وَصِيَّةَ لِوَارِثٍ إِلَّا أَن تُجِيزَهُ الْوَرَثَ. You cannot make wasiya for an inheritor unless the other inheritors permit it. If they allow it, then it is permissible. So if you're making wasiya for your son, if the others say it is permissible from that same one third of your money, then it is permissible. Otherwise, it is impermissible to make wasiya for somebody who already has a fixed and a known stipulated share of your inheritance. So these are the rulings. That's why we said the rulings that come under this verse, they are abrogated by sharia. So let us come to the verse now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذَا حَضَرَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتُ إِن تَرَكَ خَيْرًا. Then listen, it is fard, it is wajib, it is prescribed upon you that when death approaches one of you, now when the person is about to die, in taraka khayra, if he has some wealth, khayra here refers to wealth, it means good in Arabic, here it refers to wealth. So if he has some extra wealth, then he must make wasiyya. Al-wasiyyatu lil-walidain wal-aqrabin bil-ma'roof. It is fard, it is wajib upon him to make wasiyya for his parents and for his close family members bil-ma'roof equitably. This is the translation for bil-ma'roof. According to the tafsir of bil-ma'roof, it means it is wajib for him to make wasiyya from within one third of his wealth. He cannot pass the one third of his wealth. حَقًّا عَلَى الْمُتَّقِينَ. This is a duty, this is incumbent upon the muttaqeen. Of course, we learn from this verse that the rulings that come under this verse, we know they are mansukh. But if a person wants to make wasiyya for some family relative of his who does not have a fixed share of inheritance from his wealth, then it is permissible. Let's say, for example, if you want to make wasiyya for maybe your neighbor or your cousin or maybe one of your staff members and he does not have a fixed or known share from your inheritance, by Sharia nothing is fixed for him, then of course it is permissible for you to do so within one third of your wealth. And then of course a person should take out from that one third of his wealth, he should make wasiyya for his debts, he should make wasiyya for his creditors, even though they be your family members who have a fixed share from your inheritance, but debt is a separate issue. Nabi Sallam never leave 3 nights go past. Nabi Sallam did not leave 3 nights to go past without him having a wasiyah that was written. So this, remember, wasiyah is something that is matlub, it is desired by Sharia. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَنْ بَدَّلَهُ بَعْدَمَا سَمِعَ. Before we continue, just remember as well, a person can even change, he can alter, he can even cancel that one third wasiyah that he made during his lifetime. So during your lifetime, if you want to change the wasiyah also, if it's within one third of your wealth, no problem. A person can alter that wasiyah. But after you pass away, we look at whatever wasiyah you made from that one third of your wealth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now says in the Quran, فَمَنْ بَدَّلَهُ بَعْدَمَا سَمِعَ. That person who changes the wasiyah of such a person. Let's say I heard your wasiyah and now you passed away. If I come and change that wasiyah, that one third was bequeathed for a certain person, and I change it and I say no, this is for somebody else. Allah says, فَإِنَّمَا إِثْمُهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ يُبَدِّلُونَ. Then listen, the sin is now upon those people who change the wasiyah of the testator. Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Listen, Allah hears exactly what is going on. Allah knows what wasiyah he made. Allah is alim, Allah is knowledgeable, Allah knows what wasiyah he made, and Allah even knows your evil action that you now do after he passes away. Then Allah says, فَمَنْ خَافَ مِنْ مُوسٍ جَنَفًا أَوْ إِثْمًا. But if in during the lifetime of the testator, if a person fears some wrong, some zulam, some oppression, some injustice, let's say for example, a person is now making wasiyah, More than one third of his wealth he is now bequeathing. A person cannot do that because in Sharia only allows you to make wasiyah from more than one third of your wealth. So if he's making wasiyah for more than one third of his wealth, or if he's making wasiyah for only the fuqara or for the aghniya, for the rich relatives of his family and not the poor ones, Allah says, فَأَصْلَحَ بَيْنَهُمْ. Then if during his lifetime you come and you set things right between all parties, Allah says, فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ. Then a person can do so. There is no sin upon him. In fact, this a person will be rewarded for doing such a thing because he is bringing things in accordance to Sharia. Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. But if anybody made a mistake, remember, Allah is still غَفُورٌ, Allah is most forgiving, and Allah is most merciful. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ